From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. Nancy Pelosi sending articles of impeachment to the Senate will be a next step toward a Senate trial. The swearing-in of Supreme Court Justice John Roberts to preside will be another. The House impeached President Donald Trump on December 18th. He is running for re-election. The latest Iowa poll shows a split opinion about the impeachment vote. 43% approve, 45% disapprove, 12% aren't sure. And then the majority, 48%, say he should not be removed from office. So we're going to start the hour with two Republicans from California, get some of their take. Mike Madrid is a political strategist with Grassroots Lab. He's known for his expertise in Latino voting. He's not a Trump supporter. He is an advisor to a new super PAC called the Lincoln Project. And the goal of this group is to stop the president's reelection. So I'll talk with him in a few minutes. First, though, on the phone from Stockton is Reverend Dwight Williams. He is chair of the Republican Party of San Joaquin County and pastor and president of New Genesis Outreach Ministries of Stockton. He is a supporter of the president. Reverend Williams, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
So 3 years in, tell me what you think of this president and why.
This president has done a fantastic job in keeping his promises. African-American unemployment, Latino unemployment is at all-time lows. We're seeing a resurgence in the stock market like never before. New business formation has increased like never before. The appointment of strict constitutional constructionists to the federal courts have been taking place. This president has been doing an outstanding job in defending the interests of the United States and, frankly, of the forgotten men and women, and without any doubt deserves resoundingly a second term.
So you voted for him in 2016. Has he done anything or said anything since then that's made you waver or think twice about the vote?
No, he has not. Look, Donald Trump has been a personality that is, shall we say, rambunctious at times, but that's the American people in 2016 elected a disruptor, but a disruptor at the same time who's also going to put America first, and that's exactly what this president has done. He may from time to time tweet some things that I wouldn't personally tweet, but at the end of the day, I'm not so much worried about what he's tweeting. I'm worried about what he's doing, and what he's doing has been great for the American people.
And yet he has been impeached for something that he did. And there is this criticism and concern about the politics of personality, as you say. So the impeachment will stand. The question still remains whether he'll be removed from office. But about these two articles, the charges that he was impeached on, what do you say to that?
The charges that the president has been impeached on really are highly politically motivated. What he's been impeached on, basically, when you really strip down to the veneer, is a policy difference of opinion. So at the end of the day, the American people elected Donald Trump to be president, and he sets policy. So he's setting policy that he believes that is in the best interest of the United States. He's doing his job as president. I go back to what I said before, he is fulfilling his promises. He deserves resoundingly a second term.
Reverend Williams, something you just said you believe and support in about this president is his choice of strict constitutional constructionists into the federal court system. So with that said, I'm going to throw back to you the Democrats saying that it is a matter of the Constitution that he was impeached and that it is a constitutional issue on both counts. So are you saying one thing and supporting another?
No, I'm not. Very consistent. First of all, the speaker has yet to even send the articles to the Senate, which, from what I understand, she's supposed to be doing that sometime this week. This whole impeachment process is nothing more than a game. They realize they're not going to beat Donald Trump at the ballot box, so if they can impeach him or weaken him politically, they can try to accomplish their goal. That's this impeachment is nothing more, in my humble opinion, nothing more than a charade. It is a facade. It's more of a political game to try to weaken a president and influence and allow an outcome of an election coming up versus anything to do with any substance to say whether or not the president of the United States has the right to do what he's doing. So, again, it's nothing more than a political charade.
Are you aware of the super PAC that was just announced in December, the Lincoln Project?
Yes, I am. I'm very aware of that.
And then, you know, we're going to be speaking in a moment here with one of its advisors, Mike Madrid. What about the Lincoln Project and this effort by Republicans to, in fact, stop people from voting from him and to try to prevent the further what they call split, re-identification, erosion of the Republican Party?
Isn't it beautiful that in America you can dissent and share your opinion? The Lincoln Project, great people, I'm sure, great patriots are doing what they think is right. Poll after poll will show you that the overwhelming majority of Republicans stand with President Trump for re-election. The RNC has already endorsed him for re-election. So, yes, I'm familiar with the Lincoln Project and all the people that are involved with it, and they're free to do what they want to do. Again, that's one of the things that helped make America what it is, a great nation where people can freely dissent and share their views. But the overwhelming majority of Republicans will stand with President Trump this election cycle.
Some of the messaging of the Lincoln Project is aimed at this comment that the president makes in different ways about being the chosen one, at his evangelical base, and the message of the far right evangelicals. Because you are in a church atmosphere and a pastor yourself, can you tell me what kind of division or message you hear from people that you share worship with about the president?
Well, I don't see that. From a religious standpoint, people of faith typically pray for those in positions of leadership. So anytime the president is off in a religious audience, he's in a room with people who believe in the power of prayer. And in that regards, that we believe in a greater power that's greater than all of us that guides the affairs of men and nations and women and nations. And so to that end, we pray, faith leaders pray for those who are, whatever position of leadership they are, regardless of party, that they would be influenced by that higher power. In this case, what we believe firmly in Jesus Christ, that they would guide their efforts and give them direction in the affairs of what they do. And so in that regards, we pray that the Lord would guide Donald Trump and his administration, as well as those even who are opposed, to do what is right for the greater good of society.
In talking with people, Reverend Williams, who might be candidates who are considering joining the Republican Party or who have been there a long time in San Joaquin County in Republican politics, what kind of division do you observe? What's the span of opinions on this president?
In San Joaquin County, there's been very little division within the San Joaquin County Republican establishment. You'll have some people, I'm sure, that would probably be sympathetic to some of the leanings of a Lincoln Project activity. But within San Joaquin County, the president enjoys strong support among all of our conservative activist groups, a lot of the volunteer Republican organizations. President Trump has strong support within the Republican grassroots activist community within San Joaquin County, and he can count on San Joaquin County to do its share of help in the upcoming election.
I'm sure you heard the news today that Democratic candidate for President Cory Booker has pulled out of the race, did not qualify for the upcoming debate. Your thoughts about Cory Booker and about him suspending his campaign?
Another candidate going through the winnowing process. You'll probably see a few more drop, a couple of these, one or two more drop out as you get close to the Iowa caucuses. If you don't have the support, you can't raise the money. It's a very expensive proposition to to run for president, and Senator Booker was a great voice in that process, but as it gets closer to the Iowa caucuses, I would not be surprised if one or two more get out before then.
What do you think is going to happen this year? Can you give me how your vision is for a Senate trial, if and when it happens, and then the election down to November? And who do you think President Trump is going to run against?
Senate trial, I think the president will. I definitely do not see a two-thirds number for a conviction and removal of the president. So I believe the whole Senate trial process will go through pretty quickly. As far as who the president is going to be running against, that's a good question. I know Mayor Bloomberg has said he is willing to spend upwards of $1 billion to not only for himself, but even not for himself if need be, in order to defeat the president. It's not always about dollars and cents. It's about the messaging, and it's about the priorities that are laid in front of the American people. So with that regards, I still think it could be Joe Biden or Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders who may wind up facing the president this November. And if that's the case, that will be a very, very clear contrast. It'll be a contrast basically of either socialism or economic freedom. And I just do not believe that the American people at this stage of the game is going to overturn multiple decades of economic progress and go to a socialistic agenda. I don't believe that's going to happen.
One last question, Reverend Williams. For you, what is the most important issue that matters in, I would assume, again, casting your vote for President Trump? What's this president doing that is making a difference in your personal life?
In my personal life, creating greater economic opportunity and freedom. The whole prison reform initiative that he strongly supports and helped got through is very important. Education in charter schools and giving greater economic and educational opportunities to minorities and to all people, as well as just improving the overall business climate. And again, the importance of conservative judges that is defending the important things that are supposed to be right as far as in our nation.
Reverend Williams, thanks for joining us today. I hope next time you're here in the studio in Sacramento, okay?
Look forward to it.
All right. Thank you so much. That was Reverend Dwight Williams, chair of the Republican Party of San Joaquin County. That group recruits and supports Republican candidates in local races. He was joining us by phone from Stockton.